Megazone Radio Podcasts.
Without any further delay, we say a very good morning to Runesh Doraj. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Lance. Great to be with you guys at Megazone.
How did you trip into Megazone studio this morning? I know you were excited about the atmosphere coming into studio. So tell us all about the experience walking into the doors this morning.
You know, this was my first time at Megazone. Obviously, I listen to you guys very avidly and you know, on a daily basis via my phone, via the app. That's how I got to enter that marvelous competition, you know, Song of the Year 2018.
Okay, so the reason why we have Runesh in studio, and I'm pretty sure you've seen the WhatsApp line and you've seen social media buzzing over the past month or so. And on the 31st, we did something amazing at our Megazone Media Studios. It was our third anniversary for the Bollywood Countdown and the Top 50 Countdown presented by Sudesh Rajaram, our chartmaster, and the entire Megazone Media team. But first of all, we'd like to say a big thank you to One Stop Travel and Tours for providing that amazing gift, a trip to India. And we got the winner right here. So how does it feel to be one of those winners selected from hundreds and thousands of winners?
Actually, Lance, you know, it felt very surreal on you know, on the day. There's a very interesting story behind you know, exactly what happened on the 31st of December. You know, I follow your manager Vishal Maraj on Twitter, and he follows me back. So he tweeted about the Song of the Year 2018, and I, you know, followed that tweet of his, and I went to the app without seeing any notice of what the prizes actually were. So I assumed I'm just voting for Song of the Year because I need to, because I'm a lover of Bollywood songs, Bollywood movies. And 31st of December, I get a call very early, you know, in the day, and suddenly the person on the other side says, Runesh, choose a balloon 1 to 13. So I'm like, what? Like, and then I choose number 11 because five of my birthday is on the 5th of June, which is 5 and 6, which adds to 11. And then she says, from the 13, you narrow down to 5. And then from the 5 balloons, I believe I was the last person to actually pick that balloon. That balloon came to me by default, number 2, I think it was.
Yes, number 2.
Because all the other people chose number 1, number 3, number 4, number 5. But I was telling the lady at your front desk that, you know, had you guys called me a little earlier, I probably would not have chosen number 2.
Yeah.
I probably would have chosen 105 because 5 of my birthday and, you know, one, lots of prizes are attached to, you know, to the first number. So this totally by default, the prize happened. And, you know, for me, it's about the universe. The universe is giving back to you. In some way or the other.
Okay, so take us through the journey. What exactly were you doing at that point when, before we could give you that call?
You know, Lance, it's a very strange story because my sister, she's physically disabled. So on the day, on the 31st of December, without notice, the caregiver, my sister's caregiver, did not pitch for work. You know, no SMS, no WhatsApp, nothing, no notice of any sort. So I had to make other arrangements, you know, for somebody to come and see to my sister, to clean her and change her and all of that. And then once that person, you know, did whatever needed to with my sister, I had to physically take care of my sister, to feed her, give her meals on time, brush her teeth, you know, before giving those meals and all of that. So it was a very tough day on the last day of the year for me. And suddenly this light from nowhere appears, and Shanta is on the other side. You know, in service, you know, in service to somebody who's very special. And suddenly this light comes out from nowhere, and you know, I was totally surprised, totally taken aback. I was listening to you guys, you know, via the app, but I was dipping in and out because, you know, obviously seeing to somebody who can't take care of themselves, and obviously you know, dividing your attentions, dividing your loyalties on that day. So what happened was that call came, and like I explained earlier, you know, totally taken aback. So I wasn't really into it. And then Vishal calls with a second call, and I'm, you know, I totally did not listen to what happened before that. You know, and by this time I had put my sister in a room, I put the aircon on, I asked if she wanted to eat anything else. She says, no, she's fine, just switch on the TV. So I was in my room when that second call happened. And then Vishal says, Runesh, do you have your passport? And
okay, before we go into the passport now. Okay, so I'm going to stop you right there. And when that second call came about, how was your reaction? How was your heart beating at that moment, because you obviously knew something was around the corner, something amazing was gonna come. How did you manage that?
I think for me, my attention was too in 10 different places on the day, because I was seeing to my sister, I was worrying about neatening up the house and all of that. It's the last day of the year, sort everything out. So I think my mind really wasn't with Megazone and that competition. Yes, we got that call earlier on from Nishantha, and I think So I assume that, you know, you guys will probably call. That call will happen, but you'll probably phone me to tell me you've won 2 tickets to a movie at Suncoast or a Westwood Mall voucher, something like that. So nothing really went through my mind at that time until that point that Vishal made that fateful call.
That's amazing.
Then my heart skipped. Then my heart just popped out of my chest.
Sure. Imagine that. I wish we could have a camera footage of this amazing experience. Well, Ranesh, tell us one more thing. I do believe you are a massive fan of Bollywood music, and I do have your special song that's coming up next. But before we go into that, where can we follow you on social media? Because I believe that you're going to be posting up your images of your trip to India, courtesy of One Stop Travel and Tours. We're going to follow that journey with you, as well as our Megazone listeners. So where can we find you on social media?
100% Lance. I am very active on Twitter, obviously for work reasons and personal reasons as well. But on Twitter, you can find me at Ronesh, R-O-N-E-S-H. And I'm also on Facebook. And if you log on to Facebook, yesterday I posted something about there's a 10 movie challenge. You know, my friends, you know, we challenge each other. So we put up 10 movies that kind of inspired you. You know, I'm a huge fan of Bollywood movies and music, as you rightly said. So anything with Bollywood movies, music, I'm there. I'm at the forefront of it.
The final question that we have for you right now. So Ranesh, the final question for you this morning is, who are you taking this morning?
Yeah, that's the million dollar question. You know, on the day of the prize that I actually won the prize, and you guys made those two wonderful calls to me, lots of people out of the woodwork, they came out. I've got my passport ready, Ranesh. Take me. But for me, it's all about rewarding somebody who really appreciates Bollywood, who really appreciates Bollywood music, our films, and more especially to somebody who deserves it, you know, appreciate the beauty of India. So my list probably narrows down to two very, very good friends of mine. One has been overseas, but the other hasn't been. So it's actually between those two ladies, their names I will not reveal as yet. But it is two ladies. And very importantly, Lance, I have to mention this. I think the trip came at at the most apt time, because I was telling the lady at the front as well, I'm just completing my studies. So there might be a graduation sometime this year, September, October. I'm just ready to submit my thesis.
Sure.
So when that happens, this trip will be, you know, just add to the glory of that moment.
Perfect.
God's timing.
God's timing. Absolutely. They say in life, what you do for others will come back to you. So well done to you. I have to give you a handshake on that, and for everything that you do for your family as well. So from us at Megazone Media, we'd like to wish you an amazing journey to India, and we're going to follow this journey with you on social media, as well as you're going to give us a call, maybe give us an update while you're in India, and we'll put you on air. We're going to do a live crossing to you in India.
Most certainly.
How does that sound?
Absolutely wonderful.
Download the Megazone Radio app and listen live. 6 stations. The future is digital. Megazone Radio is digital now.